This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in November. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will face off in November based on yesterday's results to become Arizona's first woman senator. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Senator John McCain's body lying in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally of Arizona, who won the GOP Senate primary yesterday, remembered McCain's sense of humor in her remarks last evening.
Senator McCain came to an event for me when I first ran for Congress. And he told the crowd there that the main difference between the two of us was that my takeoffs equal my landings. I'm like him. And that I shoot down airplanes and he gets shot down. In his words.
Two people are dead after a fatal construction mishap near Walt Disney World in Florida. Orange County Fire and Rescue saying the two workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors early today when it gave way and they fell to their deaths. A third worker hung on and was able to climb to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation will have to endure near record heat for another day. Heat indexes today will be close to or above 100 degrees from the deep south to New England. And the National Weather Service says in Boston, hot temps and high humidity will create conditions that will make illnesses very, very likely today. So folks around Beantown are urged to take some special precautions. Defense Secretary James Mattis saying he's working in coordination with the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's diplomatic efforts when it comes to North Korea. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The U.S. military has no immediate plans to suspend major military exercises in South Korea, Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The exercises continue. What it means in practical terms is that we're making no change to the exercise program at this time.
He says suspension of drills following President Trump's summit with North Korea was just a good faith gesture, not necessarily open-ended. I'm Wendy King.
And Bob Costas may be leaving NBC Sports. The veteran sports announcer reportedly holding discussions with NBC to be let out of his contract, which is to run through 2021. Last year, Costas said he was ending his record-setting run of 11 years as primetime host of the Olympics. He's been the lead announcer in the World Series and the Super Bowl as well. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. All our past interviews, because we're givers, they're all there free of charge. Our gift to you. Thank you so much, and pass it on to all your friends and neighbors. Chris Garcia joins us now, an entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official who led the Minority Business Development Agency at the U.S. Department of Commerce in his capacity as National Deputy Director and Acting National Director. Chris was the United States Chief Authority on Minority Business Policy and National Initiatives, working as a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. Chris, good to have you back always with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's always good to be back with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about NAFTA. I'm so excited about this. You know, I heard, you know, NAFTA was not going to happen, and in Donald Trump fashion, we have NAFTA 2.0, huh?
Hey, I mean, but do we really expect any less from this president? You know, he's defied his critics so many times. They said he wasn't going to run for president. They said he wasn't going to win the nomination. They said he wasn't going to beat Hillary Clinton. They said he wasn't going to pass the tax cuts. They said the economy was going to tank under President Trump. But this is another campaign promise that he's fulfilled in passing this, or in getting this deal to the table with Mexico. And now we're going to round the corner with Canada coming on board by Friday. This is a huge win for everybody, for American workers, for auto manufacturers. This is just a big win for everybody.
Is this a great portent for what will happen internationally now that NAFTA is being resolved, Chris?
Well, so take a look at the strategy that President Trump has employed. So when he came into office, he knew the first thing we had to do was put the United States in a position of strength. So he implemented domestic policy reforms by passing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But most importantly, he deregulated much of the business world so that we would have a much more free, climate and more of an entrepreneurial, climate and atmosphere for businesses to grow, to expand, to scale, to hire more workers. And so now that we're in a position of strength, we've been able to renegotiate several deals and be in the position to negotiate both with China, NAFTA, of course, and then the EU. But we've got now the president employing this strategy of building this alliance with Canada and Mexico so that the regional alliance can then face, in conjunction with the European Union, China, and confront them for their bad actions by cheating and with regard to, of course, the IP theft, devaluing their currency, subsidizing their industries, forcing joint ventures for IP transfer and so forth. So this is a brilliant move by President Trump.
Well, and it helps in terms of time and timing. And he was confident that this would take place. He knew that it was going to create some brain damage for some businesses, Harley Davidson included. And that's okay. I mean, you know, this is part and parcel of negotiation. This is what happens. And Harley Davidson will come back, and others will come back, and they'll be grateful for it. It's just they, you know, in any kind of negotiation, you get to that point, Chris, where, you know, you just can't handle the stress because your business, you don't have the treasury, maybe the psychology to handle it, you know, for whatever reason. But it's okay, because what Donald Trump is doing, which I'm so excited about, is he's redefining this whole process, one that he was very critical of even before he ran for president, in saying that so many of these other countries were taking unfair advantage of the American worker.
Well, that's right. This has been President Trump for the last 30 years. You take a look at that very first interview with Oprah Winfrey. I think this was probably about 30 years ago, when he said the United States was being ripped off by these foreign nations and taking advantage of, you know, of our goodwill and our generosity and our free markets. But this is a great step that President Trump has taken. And if you take a look at what this means for American workers, I mean, we're talking about a truly level playing field. You know, I don't want to get into the weeds of NAFTA and why this is, or this renegotiated deal, I should say. But this is what President Trump has campaigned on. This is what he promised to do. And again, it was important that we put ourselves in an elevated position of strength by improving the economy, by putting us on a trajectory of 3, 4, 5% GDP growth, so that if we do have some short-term hiccups, you know, we do get some retaliatory tariffs from whether it's Canada, whether it's China, whether it's the EU, you know, we can take a couple of dingers on the chin, but if we land a couple of haymakers with some of these other nations whose economies are not doing as well, you know, we can outlast it. You know, American workers and the American people are resilient. We've been through the Great Depression. We've been through the Great Recession. We've certainly outlasted much more difficult economic conditions than this.
Chris, am I a bit myopic here? But what I am seeing, this is going to be a win-win for everybody. You know, these European nations that suddenly get out of this entitlement mindset and start following the lead of American industry, where you reap what you sow, and hard work, you know, and hard labor is very profitable. And when they start to realize this themselves, and they're not being coddled by what, you know, some have referred to as corporate welfare, you know, and in this case, you know, international corporate welfare in some form, this has a tendency to hold people back. I think this is going to be a whole new world of opportunity for, you know, for the universe.
You bet. No, Bill. I mean, remember what President Ronald Reagan said. He said that the United States is supposed to be the shining city on a hill. And that's what President Trump is looking to do. Remember, these tariff strategies, these negotiations are simply a tactic to get these parties to the table, to get them to play fair. You know, this is a short-term strategy. These tariffs are not to be meant as an end in and of themselves. He's using this to get the ultimate goal of zero tariffs across the board, all industries, zero non-tariff barriers, and then zero subsidies. So he wants a truly fair and reciprocal and frankly, even playing field for all of us to play in, because when the government gets involved, it doesn't matter if it's the U.S. government, it doesn't matter if it's these foreign governments that we're negotiating with, it distorts the market. So, you know, let's make sure that we get people, you know, back to work, we get businesses back to innovating, investing in R&D, because that makes everybody better off. But we all have to play by the rules. That's the bottom line. Well, we all have to play by the rules.
Yeah, and to your point, Chris, we also understand experientially, people are happiest when they're working, when they're being productive. I mean, people, you know, for the previous 8 years, the previous administration, were absolutely miserable. This is why, you know, I don't get how the mainstream media and the Democratic Party want to take us back to what we got out of. I mean, like it was so great then, really? I just don't buy it. And I think that people in Main Street are looking at their wallets and going, hey, look at, I've got some extra cash in these wallets. I kind of like this Trump guy, you know?
That's right. No, Bill, this is the story of the year, and the media refuses to report on it. This is what I call the American economic miracle, or, you know, as a friend of mine, Steve Cortez, says, you know, it's the revitalization of the economic underdogs. I mean, whether it's the 3.7 million new jobs that have been created since the election, whether it's the fact that African American and Hispanic unemployment have reached lowest levels in history, women's unemployment the lowest levels in 65 years, veterans unemployment the lowest level in 18 years, the fact that you've got 3.5 million Americans lifted off of food stamps. I mean, this is an economy that's benefiting everybody, every single American, and that's what we got to talk more about, and that's what I think your listeners appreciate about your show, is that you talk about the real facts. You talk about what's actually going on in America, and frankly, that story's got to be told, and it's got to be told far and wide.
Well, I appreciate it. Chris Garcia is with us. We got more from Chris on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Chris Garcia continues with us, entrepreneur, business executive, former Trump administration official. Chris, I am so excited about this economy, as I shared with you, because of the worker on Main Street. What has been going on? How many people, as you say, have come off of their reliance on food stamps that are happy again because they're doing what it is that God has designed them to do, and that is to go out and be productive?
Exactly it. And, you know, one thing that has not really been mentioned that has a direct correlation with the pride and, you know, that comes with a job is that when many of these jobs are shipped overseas as a result of NAFTA, as a result of these very unfair trade deals that past administrations struck with foreign nations, is that you had a rise in this opioid epidemic. You know, many of these same countries, many of these same counties, these cities, you know, in various states that have been, you know, decimated by factories closing and their jobs being shipped overseas. And, you know, frankly, we even had a presidential candidate in Hillary Clinton this election who said that her job is to put coal plants out of business. You know, and these are real American workers that rely on these jobs. And so when they're shipped overseas or they're closed down by unnecessary government regulation, you know, you have this unfortunate, you know, crisis that unfolds, and one of those is the opioid epidemic. So, you know, people are designed to work and produce, and it's in our nature as human beings. You're absolutely right, Bill. And so when you have an administration such as this that puts people back to work and gives them the dignity and the pride of being able to go to work and collect a paycheck and provide for their families, you know, that does wonders for the country, not just economically, but I think, you know, societally as well. People are happier. People are, you know, are out spending their dollars, and you know, I think things are a lot better off as a result of these policies.
Well, and you talk about America being that light on a shining hill. Boy, I'll tell you, what makes that light glow all the stronger is when people can come to this country and live out their dreams and have a fair shot at it. And this is what is starting, you know, to echo out there amongst the nations. And, you know, I know people are complaining that America is a magnet now, but, you know, we need to really, this is why we need to get our immigration system squared away so that, you know, we are drawing people here that will do us no harm, that want to do us good, that want to add to the proposition of the American dream, not take away from it. It's like, look, you want to come here, you know, like your parents, my parents, grandparents before them came here and said, hey, look, we want an opportunity, and look at what they've done, you know, for us, Chris, where we are today. It's because of what they believed in the United States of America, the American dream. They worked hard, and they made a way for us, and here we are today, living examples of what the light on a shining hill can do for you.
Well, Bill, I couldn't agree more, and that's exactly what Americans want. It doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, or, you know, Americans of all stripes, of all colors, they all want to just have a shot. Just give us a shot. Give us a chance to compete. You know, when my grandfather came here, my father came here, you know, from Mexico, legally, mind you, they had this conviction that we have to leave our children better off than we were. We have to give them the chances that we didn't have. And I think that that's what everybody wants, is to be able to provide for the next generation and leave them with a better, you know, a better economic, you know, position than they had when they came in, whether it's as an immigrant or whether it's, you know, how they were born into this nation, you know, as a native citizen. But frankly, you know, we've got to return to this dialogue as a nation that it's a good thing to work. It's a good thing to get back, you know, to work as a country as a whole. You know, when we can have more people that are working than are on food stamps, and people are deciding to, you know what, I'm not going to go on the government's dole. I'm not going to go on the government's dime. I've got pride, and I've got a family to provide for, and I'd rather provide for my family, not with the government's dollar, but with my own wages. I think we're moving in the right direction, and I think that what the president's doing is he's encouraging more job growth, more job creation. These policies are proven by every president since JFK, who has cut taxes, who has allowed people to keep more of their hard-earned earnings. You know, you see a boom in the economy, whether it's JFK JFK, whether it's Reagan, whether it's Bush, whether it's Trump, this is what happened, and it's proven factually, and we've got to stick to those policies.
Well, and JFK, of course, we still hear his words echoing through the millennia, not to look to see what the government can do for us, but what we can do. And that's when we're happiest. JFK understood that, just like Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump today understands that people are happiest when they are, that their better angels are coming out. And this is part of their better angels, is that we're called to be productive. I mean, we want to do that. And as I said earlier, that's when we're happiest. There's been many studies time and again that have done that. And, and you said something else, Chris, and that is that the previous generation handed off to us a capitalistic, a free market form of economy. And it is passed on and it continues to serve us well. Contrast that with socialism. Look what's happening in these countries that have embraced socialism.
Well, that's exactly it. And unfortunately, when you have the media and education, both K through 12 and certainly higher education, being controlled by left-leaning, liberal professors and journalists, you don't get that full story. You know, everybody knows. Mm-hmm. If you read actual history books, that socialism, communism has never worked. This is why you have, many of these immigrants from countries like Venezuela who will come to the United States and talk about the actual problems with communism and socialism and say, this is not what I want to see in the United States. This is what I fled from. I fled from a corrupt capitalist or a communist regime.
Socialism,
I want
a
free market country.
Exactly. And look at Venezuela. I mean, I was looking the other day, Chris. I mean, their inflation, 1,000,000%. I mean, how does that happen? No wonder the people are trying, escaping and they're starving on the streets. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on in Venezuela.
Well, it's ridiculous. And this is the threat that we face if you continue to allow these left-leaning, certainly, like I said, journalists and professors and teachers to indoctrinate the next generation of Americans to think that socialism is okay or that communism is okay or that a strong central government that has more control of your life than you have control over is okay. That's the problem, and that in turn leads to votes for left-leaning elected officials who are looking to implement universal health care or these these strong central government policies that would take more control of your life. Like I say all the time, if you've ever seen how veterans are treated by the Veterans Administration, and you want the VA and that type of a bureaucracy that governs veterans' health to govern all Americans' health, are you crazy?
Right.
I mean, this is just insane.
Right.
So,
yeah, we'll leave you out there in the street. And we'll eventually get to you. And meanwhile, the result of all that is 22 veterans committing suicide every day because they've lost hope in the system and the country that they put their life and limbs to serve. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. Doesn't make sense at all. If we can't take care of our veterans, what kind of a country are we, frankly?
Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming on and giving us the good news of NAFTA, that it will be going and will solidify the arrangement with Canada as well. So that will calm down some of the naysayers and the realization of what President Trump has done. I mean, just even from the automotive industry, the 75% of auto content must be made. Huge jump that's going to have incredible consequences for the American labor force, will it not be?
Yeah, one sec. No, this is going to be, frankly, a boon to American workers. This is going to be a negligible increase, if anything, to consumer prices. And frankly, this is the deal that Americans deserve. It's the deal that President Trump promised. And frankly, it's the deal that American people are going to get by the end of this week with Canada coming back to the table.
Yeah, well said and perfectly summarized. Chris Garcia, entrepreneur, business exec, former Trump administration official on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate at a very, very grassroots level. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in November. In Arizona, Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema will face off in November based on yesterday's results to become Arizona's first woman senator. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Sometimes it can be so overwhelming, can it not? Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. So good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be with you. I want to talk about, the irony of the Democrats. I mean, this has been their history. They're so good at taking something that they're guilty of and somehow, kind of rewriting the whole presentation and getting people to think that they were always for something that they were always against, whether it was health care. You know, whenever, I don't even know how they can talk about health care, that they want to fix it. They had 8 years and they absolutely messed it up. And they want control of the House once again so that somehow they can fix health care. They didn't before, so what makes you think that they can now? And, of course, the current galling statement is they want the American people to think they had nothing to do whatsoever with the Clinton scandal or any of the corruption that's been taking place here with the FBI and with our Department of Justice, which includes the White House, and which the White House insisted, Jenny Beth, was scandal-free,
And Nancy Pelosi now wants Americans to believe Democrats are serious about cleaning up corruption in Washington. So what indication have they ever given us that they were serious other than what Nancy Pelosi is currently saying?
They really haven't given us anything at all. She says that they are that we now have an unprecedented culture of corruption, cronyism, and incompetence, and that Democrats are committed to fighting for the people to restore dignity to our democracy and give power back to the people. And yet, where were they when the IRS was targeting groups like ours, or when? When Hillary Clinton improperly used her email server, or when Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress, the list continues. They allowed corruption to happen. There's still they still allow corruption to happen, and it's fine. The corruption can happen as long as it's to Democrats and to liberals. Who are being corrupt. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So they've got one set of rules for themselves and another for everyone else.
And interesting that they take their corruption and project it on the Republicans. You know, case in point, if you're serious about, you know, cleaning up your aisle, the mess on aisle three that you made, then where are you with the brooms and the mops and whatever to clean up? I mean, you know, we've had all these investigations into these scandals, into what happened, you know, first of all, with Hillary, with the Clinton Foundation, as you say, her server, on and on, the things that have happened that if any other everyday citizen would have done even an iota of what Hillary Clinton did, they'd still be in jail and they throw the key away. But here it is, you know, we've got a set of rules, to your point, a set of rules for conservatives and a whole nother set of rules that heaven knows which planet they came from, you know, that exist for the Democrats.
It's exactly right. And we're learning more. We're still learning more about what happened with Hillary Clinton and the email server, which it's kind of mind-boggling that we still just this week have learned that the Chinese actually hacked her email server and were getting a courtesy copy in real time of every single email that she sent. The Daily Caller reported that late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. And that is something that was reported to the FBI, including apparently Peter Strzok, and they did nothing with it. They did nothing with that information, to our knowledge. And that was a foreign entity who was getting the information from the Secretary of State in real time. It's so corrupt. Nothing, no charges were brought against Hillary Clinton, and it's as if everything that the Democrats do that are wrong, whether it's Hillary Clinton or the FBI not investigating it properly, or James Comey leaking information to classified information to the media, all of that they can get away with, every bit of it.
You know, the thing is that been kind of, I guess, given the FBI an incredible amount of, I don't know, forgiveness or consideration here, which I don't know why it is, Jenny Beth, but the FBI just flat out, I mean, this wasn't a mistake. This was purposeful. The way they handled the whole Hillary Clinton investigation, this was a cabal. This was set up. They purposely went out of their way to make sure that people were taken care of. I mean, you had at least a half dozen people that were given get-out-of-jail cards. You know, there was not going to be any prosecution. They got immunity going in. And what did the prosecutors, what did the FBI get, you know, for the exchange of immunity? I mean, it seems like bupkis right now.
Yes, exactly. It does. And what's very concerning about it is the more that we learn about the investigation that's going on in the FBI, and the more that we still continue to see come out about the Hillary Clinton email server, the more it seems like the entire we know that the FISA warrant was obtained improperly, if not illegally. And then they leaked that information to the press with the intent to harm the apparent intent to harm President Trump's campaign. The Democrats are not concerned at all about cleaning up that kind of corruption. So they get away with those kind of things. But it appears that President Trump was set up, that the investigation into him was all a setup. And it's very distressing because the Democrats are working to undo the election. That's what they're doing. They never wanted Trump to be elected. Now they're working to undo the election. And if we don't get out and vote in November, in less than 2 months from now at this point, or less than, I guess, 2.5 months from now, they will impeach President Trump. They have one set of rules for themselves, another for everyone else, and they are going to do all they can to impeach President Trump and to pretend as if someone like him, who's never been part of politics before his run for president, could never possibly become president.
Well, I'll tell you, if the people want to protect and honor what this president has done in less than 600 days, which is absolutely stellar, I mean, they see the extra cash in their wallets every day. They see the reality of policies that have served us well. I don't know how you walk away from that. And I think that that's what astounds Donald Trump as well, to consider that, that the people really, they would want to really impeach him. And what the Democrats are doing is so dangerous. I mean, it's getting to be that, Jenny Beth, if the Democrats get away with this, I mean, what does this say about our country? I mean, this really scares me about the trajectory. It's a dangerous trajectory that we're on right now that the Democrats are putting us on. Because what the Democrats are doing, again, is setting precedent for future politicians down the road. And that scares me that even to this day that we're talking and dealing with the kind of corruption that we're dealing with. And it's almost, you wonder how serious the Democrats really are about cleaning up their own messes.
They're serious about clinging to power. They cleave to power, and that's what they're serious about.
Well, and the other thing, too, that came out this past week is one of the lawyers that's on the Mueller probe was instrumental in helping Hillary clean up her server and destroy evidence, and he's on the Mueller probe?
I don't even think I caught that, Bill. I'm going to have to go and check on that.
I caught that. I could not believe this. I mean, this is how deep the corruption is, that even an attorney who worked with Hillary Clinton to clean up her mess and represented the IT guy who is greatly responsible for this.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816.
Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice and to testify. A pretty night, cause this is do or die. Time has come to make a choice. And I choose life.
Let it move. Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the one, the only James Hurston joins us, as he does every week. New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. We're still in Hawaii. Made it through the hurricane business, and we're enjoying the last final days here before we head back to the mainland. But all is well. The grandson is here.
But you know, the members of the media flew over to the islands, and they're very disappointed. You know, they were coming over there. They wanted to see a calamity, a disaster, and it wasn't up to that level. So they have to fly home with their heads hung low.
Yeah, they'll just have to go to a NASCAR race and hope for a crash or something to envision. Either that, or just go back to the Beltway. There's plenty of action there and wackiness that's been going on. I mean, this whole situation around President Trump. It just continues, and I think with this latest revelation of Mueller now having talked with Alan Weisselberg, granting him immunity by federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York. Of course, Weisselberg, the longtime chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. I mean, James, do you see this opening up the books that heretofore the president hasn't been willing to, be all that open to open?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. You know, when the U.S. attorneys would go after mafia organizations, organized crime, one of the key people they would get were the accountants, the bookkeepers, the chief financial officers. And when they go after white-collar crime, one of the key people is to go after chief financial officers. This guy, Alan Weisselberg, has been with the Trump family his entire adult life. He started working in 1970, not for Donald Trump, but for Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump. Right. So he has been the guy who knew what money came in, what money went out for all the enterprises involving Trump for all these many decades. And so what has happened here is when the Michael Cohen case was dished over to the Southern District of New York, and they worked out this, and I have to say it's really kind of part of this plea deal with Michael Cohen is phony because he pled to a crime that doesn't exist and a crime he didn't commit in order so that the PR could begin to say that somehow, so he could say that Trump directed him. And so now, you know, the Trump haters can claim they have a crime. Of course, it has nothing to do with the way this whole investigation began, which was to look into Russian meddling and Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But now, through that Southern District and through the fact that they've granted immunity to Weisselberg, and when they grant immunity, normally when it is done so that people won't plead the Fifth Amendment, so they will open up and talk. And in almost every criminal case, that's the way they grant immunity, except for when they gave immunity in the Hillary Clinton private email server case, where they gave immunity to people and then basically let them get away with not producing evidence and not testifying. So in any case, what it means is that this investigation now has a toehold into the Trump organization, which is what they've wanted all along. And it's certainly initially the immunities definition is limited to the Michael Cohen case and the payments to these two women, but it's not going to stay limited. They're going to try to push it open and get a hold of literally every inflow and outflow they can, going back decades to find something. And that leads us to how this thing started. And we have to remind ourselves, it started when the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed his buddy and James Comey's buddy, Robert Mueller, to be special counsel. And this came after the firing of James Comey, which was recommended by, in writing, by Rod Rosenstein. And this was just riddled with conflicts of interest. One of them, to bring up and remind ourselves, is the day before he was appointed special counsel, Mueller went to a job interview.
Yes,
the person who accompanied him was Rod Rosenstein. He went to a job interview to be the next FBI director because Comey had been fired. And the very next day, he's turned down for the job. And the very next day, Rosenstein appoints him special counsel. That's a conflict, major conflict, wasn't covered, wasn't brought up, no recusal. But this whole thing came to being after the Democrats caterwauled and pressured Jeff Sessions to do his unnecessary recusal, essentially abandoning his office to Rod Rosenstein, who himself, Rod Rosenstein, was involved in some of the issues that now are being uncovered, like the FISA warrants and even going back to Uranium One. And then, of course, Mueller went out and brought some lawyers in, all of which were Trump haters. But the most notable ones were Andrew Weissman, who went to the Hillary Clinton election victory party, which turned out to be a very sad affair, who sent a congratulatory email that we now have to then Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, because she had blocked the travel ban. And then we have Jeannie Ray, who is a lawyer who represented the Clinton Foundation. And we got a guy, this is the most amazing of all, Aaron Zebley, who represented the guy who installed Hillary's private email server. And Aaron Zebley was involved with the smashing up of Hillary's devices. for electronic devices. And then, of course, we all know about Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and on and on. So,
this is what's so disgusting, you know, for our listeners and for Main Street America, because this thing is so, it is so poisonous from its very root. I mean, what kind of credibility do you have here? Will this final investigation have because of all the stuff that's going on here? You know, and then,
well,
of course,
it shouldn't have credibility. However, everything is being done in order to put together a report. And you remember the report Ken Starr did. There was a report back in Nixon's day. And
right.
So, for example, so we have our midterm elections coming just a couple of months. And if the Democrats take over the House, Mueller will give them a report. It will be sufficiently ambiguous. It will have crimes referenced. It may even say that President Trump is an unindicted co-conspirator, much like they did in the Nixon report.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have the ammunition to commence impeachment proceedings. And, of course, there's a laundry list now that's emerged of investigations that Nancy Pelosi wants to engage in if she becomes Speaker, multiple investigations. And the goal would be the combination of investigations and impeachment to cripple the Trump administration and stop their agenda cold for at least the remainder of the term and as long as they hold the House. That's why it's so critical for the same people who came out and voted in 2016 to come out and vote in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, and it's clear. I mean, this isn't theoretical. Nancy Pelosi has flat out just stated that it will be 24/7 investigations. You know, forget
exactly.
About, I mean, the impeachment deal, they kind of know that maybe they might throw that up, let Maxine go mad as she's been going, and, you know, and other Democratic operatives. But the whole deal is this will be bogged down, and here it is, the people's money is being irreverently spent once again.
No, exactly. No, and of course, if they impeach him, as Clinton was impeached in the House, then you have to have a trial in the Senate. There has to be two-thirds of the senators voting for conviction. And the way it looks, that's very, very remote. And even if they
the numbers
find
the numbers aren't even there. Yeah,
the numbers
aren't
are not there.
Right.
And so this investigation, which, by the way, Rosenstein wrote an order which has no restrictions on time, on money, or on scope. So you're giving absolute power to essentially a little law firm of pit bulldogs that have been assembled with investigators, giving them absolute money, absolute power. And we all know what Lord Acton said, absolute
yes.
power corrupts absolutely. So it's an investigation without limits, without oversight, in search of a crime. Because when it started, there was no evidence of any kind, of any crime. They couldn't even articulate a crime that was committed.
Well, James, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, sadly, but to be continued. James Urson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
bacon lovers. We